Welcome and welcome back to another episode of Brandler Bits. I'm Jeff Brandler. For those of you that have listened to the first two segments about fear and anxiety, welcome back. If you're a new listener, welcome. You got a little catching up to do, but you're all good. So today's the third episode on fear and anxiety. And as we talked about in the first two episodes, we talked about our equation, which is a great place to start. That is how you think is related to how you feel, and ultimately, what you do. So today, we're going to focus in on the feelings and the action, because they go nicely together. Here are some things you can do to reduce your anxiety. In no particular order, you can exercise. Regular exercise gets the system going, gets the endorphins going. You're doing something, reduces anxiety. You can write what you're feeling. Get a pad, get a pen. I'm anxious because all the what ifs will come flying out. All the irrational thinking that you have about this and that, and this might happen and that might happen, and what if this happens and what if that happens, will all end up on the paper. These are probably not the memoirs you're going to publish. In fact, these are the memoirs you're probably going to burn or shred because it makes you sound kind of crazy. And I don't mean that clinically. I mean that in your head, pretty crazy. You can also do some nice other things. You can do some breathing. You can do some meditation. You can do some yoga. You can do hypnosis. Those four things all revolve around lowering the body's systems of stress, anxiety, hypersensitivity, and placing them lower, slower, giving yourself a chance to regroup. Easy and calm and peace. All those nice words we use in an effort to calm down. All those words of peace and calm and serenity, those are good words and come from using these kind of slowing down things. Since we're all here together, we're going to do a little breathing. Now, if you are driving a car at this moment, do not do this exercise. If you are listening to this elsewhere, you're all good. What I'd like you to do right now is to close your eyes. Just close them. Close your eyes and take two slow, deep breaths. Taking a large inhale. And then a very slow exhale. Pushing all of the air out of your lungs, out of your diaphragm, allowing yourself to just push all that air out. So, nice inhale. And a nice slow exhale. Let's repeat that. A nice slow inhale. And a good exhale. Getting all the air out of your lungs, pushing it out. That's nice. Calming. Let's go back. Let's do those two breaths. But this time, what I'd like you to do is to picture a nice, calm place in your mind. Whether that's a beach, the woods, wherever that may be, take your two slow inhales. Exhales. Inhale again. Exhale again. And as you're doing that, imagine a nice, calm, soothing, and serene place. Allow yourself to go there. Allow yourself to breathe at your own pace. Don't rush your breath. Allow yourself to breathe. Go as slowly as you wish to go. Allow yourself to settle in and allow yourself to imagine that place at whatever time it takes you to do that. This is a way that you're learning to reduce your anxiety. Today on Brandler Bits, you've discovered and experienced how to be calm just by using breathing and imagery in a mere matter of minutes.